brucellosis in dogs is caused by the bacteria Brucella canis. Classic signs include thoracic or lumbodiscospondylitis, endophthalmitis, and uveitis. However, the signs we're concerned about most are abortion at 30 to 50 days of gestation, stillborn pups, or partially autolyzed pups. Infertility may also be a problem, and early embryonic death may also be seen. Brucella is the only really known cause of abortion in bitches. Transmission is generally by venereal or oral contact. However, urine and indirect contact are probably not very important causes of transmission. The important thing to remember about the pathophysiology is that Brucella is an intracellular organism. Spontaneous recovery can occur 1 to 3 years post-infection. The only definitive diagnostic procedure for Brucella canis is a blood culture. Blood cultures become positive within 4 weeks of experimental infection, but start to wane within about 24 months of experimental infection. The rapid slide agglutination test, or CARD test, is an excellent screening test. It becomes positive 8 to 10 weeks post-experimental infection, but titers begin to wane at about 40 months post-infection. The rapid slide test is an excellent screening test, but there may be as high as 60% false positives because of Bordetella, Pseudomonas, Moraxella, or Brucella ovis titers. If the test is negative, you can be fairly well assured that the bitch has not been exposed to Brucella canis, but she may be in the incubation period between infection and the first sign of titers. The agar gel immunodiffusion test is probably a very good diagnostic test. However, it does not become positive until about 12 weeks post-infection, but it remained positive up to 64 months post-experimental infection. Even though we say culture is the only definitive diagnostic method for Brucella canis, if a bitch is positive in the agar gel immunodiffusion test, we will consider that bitch to be infected with Brucella canis. Various drugs have been used to treat Brucella canis, and bitches have whelped successfully after treatment. Many treatments consider a negative titer to be success. However, since the titer wanes, a treatment cure should be viewed with some suspect. I would never plan on treating a male that has Brucella canis. Prevention of Brucella canis is very important in a kennel situation. You should probably test dogs every 6 months and have 2 negative tests about 1 month apart prior to the introduction of a new dog. Proper kennel hygiene is also important. Quaternary ammoniums and iodophores are very important. This Brucella is much hardier than other Brucella organisms. And eliminate all infected dogs. Keeping a positive dog in a kennel because they need to produce puppies only decreases the net number of puppies compared if these dogs were eliminated. There is some zoonotic potential for Brucella canis, but most of these cases have been reported in kennel people, and very few pet owners have been reported as positive with Brucella.